AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Worries about debt-straddled Chinese property developers and the damage they could do to investors worldwide if they default are rippling across markets. Big losses across the board so far on Wall Street. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki talked about it.
This is a company based in China whose activities are overwhelmingly centered in China. That being said, we always are monitoring global markets, obviously from the Department of Treasury primarily, including the assessment of any risk to the U.S. economy, and stand prepared to respond appropriately if needed.
The Biden administration is going to ease foreign travel restrictions to the country beginning in November. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The new policy replaces a hodgepodge of restrictions that kept out non-U.S. citizens who'd been in Europe, much of Asia, and some other countries in the prior 2 weeks. The bans had led to frustration among U.S. allies, particularly in the European Union and the United Kingdom, where virus cases are far lower than here.
This will allow foreigners into the U.S. if they have proof of vaccination and a negative coronavirus test. Pfizer says its coronavirus vaccine works for children ages 5 to 11 and that it will seek U.S. authorization for that age group soon. A lawyer for Donald Trump's indicted corporate finance chief told a judge today he has strong reason to believe more indictments are coming in an ongoing New York investigation into the former president's real estate empire. Four famous giant sequoias were not harmed by a wildfire that reached the edge of giant forest in California Sequoia National Park. The four guardsmen, a group of trees that form a natural entryway onto the road to the forest, were successfully protected from the KNP complex fire. The man who inspired the film Hotel Rwanda for saving hundreds of his countrymen from genocide has been convicted of terrorism offenses and sentenced to 25 years in prison. This is AP News. Lava continues to flow from a volcano on Spain's Canary Islands. About 5,000 people were evacuated.
With lava moving in two streams through a mostly unpopulated area in the island of La Palma, Spain's Guardia Civil monitor the situation as best they can. The news agency Europa Press says around 100 houses have been destroyed so far, and most of the thousands evacuated have found family or friends to take them in, while the rest are in shelters. The volcano erupted on Sunday after a week-long build-up of seismic activity. Officials say no further evacuations are expected. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
London's subway opened two new stations today in the network's first expansion since the 1990s. They're in areas of southwest London that have seen massive building and renovation work in recent years. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.